For those of us who aren't excited about shopping, there are some events that make it fun, and that's exactly what Desert Lights, the fifth annual art show and sale of the Alasan Artists, is all about. With me are two members of the Alasan Artists, Virginia Howell and Nina Walker. Welcome, ladies. Good to have
you
here.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
This is such a lovely, lovely event. It's at 150 Sunset. That's at the corner of Sunset and Osborne, and it takes place 1 week from tomorrow. That's Sunday, December the 8th, from 3 to 7 p.m., and admission is free. Now, describe the scene for me. Exactly what do we get when we walk in the door?
When you walk in the door, you will be treated to a room full of Christmas trees, sparkly lights, and beautiful, beautiful artwork by 14 local area artists. They all paint together, became very enthused over a painting workshop that we had at the Alasan Ranch near Marfa.
Ah, that's about, the name.
Yes, hence the name. And it was like an epiphany, a happening for everybody. We just had such a wonderful time, continued to paint, decided we wanted to show our art, and here we are, 5 years later, showing our art. It's a wonderful group of ladies from all different walks of life, professional as well as homemakers like myself, and we have a great time, enjoy being together and showing to our friends and family and the local community.
Every time I come across the Alasan Artists, I get the same story, that it's not just about the painting, it's about the friendship surrounding the experience of painting together. How did you become involved, Virginia?
Well, I remember clearly about 6 years ago running into Nina at the Christmas fair. She was showing her work there, and I had been wanting to take up painting for many years, and we had a conversation, and the next thing I knew, I was on her waiting list, and then the next thing I knew, she called me and invited me, and I went, and we started the lessons, and there were other women and a gentleman, actually, at that time, and so we were painting together every week, and just slowly but surely, I kind of caught on to it, and then these other ladies, you know, everybody has their unique style, but certainly with Nina's direction, she has led us to a what I would call mostly an impressionistic style that we all use.
But so this was a lot of beginners then, or are all beginners?
They all started out as my students.
Ah, okay.
And we progressed, and I pushed them, and my baby chicks. And
I didn't realize you were the grain of sand that started making the pearls here.
Well,
so
not really. They were. It took a community thing. We shared.
Yes.
And it was a great happening. I mean, it was a lot of bonding, and they continue. I still have quite a few of them that still take lessons. Others have leaped and gone different directions and painting different venues and showing their work.
Oh, wonderful.
And galleries. So I'm very proud of them. They've all taken off and soared like eagles.
Well, when people are still speaking and producing after having worked together for a while, this is a good sign that it's a really nurturing and supportive environment, because it's easy to destroy us when we get creative if we don't get that right support. So obviously something is going right here in the chemistry.
Well, and I'd like to interject there just to add on to what you said. And it makes me realize that in a very competitive sort of business and activity, I feel like we have been supportive of one another, and the competitiveness has been very much
kind of pushed aside.
Yes. There's not much of that at all.
Well, everybody shares and supports and encourages, and that's what it's all about.
Well, at this particular event, the Desert Lights, this is the fifth time you've done this. And tell me about the atmosphere also as far as hospitality, refreshments. What else can we look forward to there?
Well, another thing that we all pride ourselves in, we all have special recipes that we like to share.
Oh, they paint and they cook.
We do. We all paint, we all cook, and we love to prepare the appetizers and the desserts, kind of all finger foods. We look forward to preparing those and presenting those very artistically.
Ooh, so
as well.
You feast your eyes and your face, yes.
And a little wine and some apple cider as well.
All right, it's just you're ratcheting it up here.
And we love a party.
And we
love to give it. So that's part of it.
It's a lovely setting, again, at the corner of Sunset and Osborne, 150 Sunset. And there's also, I believe, a nursery and a gift shop there. And so it's a neat place to visit. Plus, it has the big events hall. So it's a lovely event. Desert Lights 5th Annual Art Show and Sale, where you can experience the work of 14, is it still? Alazan artists. And that is all 1 week from tomorrow, Sunday, December 8th, from 3 to 7 p.m. Free admission and the perfect place to do your Christmas shopping. My thanks to Virginia Howell and Nina Walker for coming in today. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank
you, Monica.